superhuman efforts, save it. Establish yeshivas, have it written all over again. Hire non-Jews to write it, even with mistakes. And then fix the mistakes themselves. It's just mind-boggling to realize the devotion that lay in saving. And everything practically was saved. At least 90% of it was saved. And Rashi came down to us, and the Baalei Tosfos came down to us. And the commentaries of the time, the Smag, Sir Moses of Kutzi, and all of the great men, we have their books and we have what they have to say, and they are all here alive today in any Jewish school in the world. But it's always saved by a hair. It was saved by divine intervention. I mean, that's the only explanation. Because here in the 13th century, the Jewish world was falling apart. Their books were being burned, they were hounded, they were being expelled, they had no economic base, there were no Jews left in England, there were no Jews left in France. The Jews now moved into Bohemia, to parts of what is today Czechoslovakia, the Jews moved to Vienna, to Austria, the Jews moved further into Germany, and the Jews began to move east to Poland. First, Jewish communities, we find larger Jewish communities in Poland are at the end of the 1200s, the beginning of the 1300s. The Jews were on the run. And the only place that you could run was east. There was no other place to run. No, you'll combine that. I want you to understand the full picture. You'll combine that with the debacle of the Jews in Spain that's coming now. That 500,000 Jews in Spain are going to be, 250,000 are going to be converted, and 250,000 are going to become refugees. So then you will stand back in awe and say, the Jewish people survived that. In our time, we stand back in awe and say, did we survive the last 50 years? Which is also an awesome question. But if you see it in the perspective of Jewish history, in the perspective of the Middle Ages, so then that is the mind-boggling fact that comes out, that in spite of it all, not only did they survive, you know, they went back into business like nothing happened. They rewrote their manuscripts, and they reopened their yeshivas, and they reestablished their life, and they moved. And the movement will not be without incident and without pain and without suffering, but it will transfer all of Ashkenazic Jewry eventually from England and France, and we'll transfer them east to Germany, to Poland, to Central Europe, and eventually to Lithuania and Russia.